to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello, one and all. This is your boy, William D. Morgan. Welcome to the Wrestling Call-In Show / NXT's TakeOver San Antonio Post Show. I got three callers on the line with me. Let's go ahead and get these boys in. First of all, my co-host, Mr. Hightower. Mr. Hightower, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. What's up, man?
Cool. Second host of Turnbuckle Throwbacks on this fine network, Rant EM Radio, my brother from another mother, Mr. Phil Rea. Phil, how you doing, man?
Good evening, gentlemen.
All right. Last but certainly not least, the man who is just, I don't know, the Washington Redskin apologist.
But wait a minute. You just call me a straight villain, all right? Monarch of the Rand or something.
I'm on the Redskins, all right? Let me be my boy and Doom. Doom, how you doing, man?
What's going on tonight?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Doing our thing. Was watching the NXT show on the way home from the JOB, and I thought it was a pretty good show. What did you guys think? Let's start with Phil. What did you think, Phil?
It was a solid show. I didn't see anything. I mean, insignificant. I thought, we talked about this in the pre-show that not every NXT takeover now is going to be like the first two or three. So. Expect the unexpected. As tonight, we got a couple unexpected stuff going down. But it was a solid card. I'd give it like a B minus, a B plus, like between a B plus and a B minus. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of cool. The highlight for me was to see Seth Rollins come out. That was my highlight. I thought him and Triple H was going to get into fisticuffs, but we didn't get that. Damn it! What'd you think about the show, Hightower?
I give it an A.
Really?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it because, I don't watch NXT that often, but when I do, the only match I didn't like, and we can talk about that a little later, is the Mexican dude and Robert Strong,
whatever the other dude's name.
Yeah, I don't really like that match. It was boring.
I hope my man got a visa because I don't know if he'd be able to get in the country. So you might not worry about no.
Well, I got to tell you, man, it's not to give up the subject, but it's pretty bad over here in the Northeast. They got the airports on lock now.
Yeah, it's pretty bad in California.
In Cali
too, in San Francisco. Yeah.
Federal judge put an injunction that are letting people in. It's a sin right now, man. And this is not, it doesn't matter who you voted for. It doesn't matter what's going on. What happened today? Sin, and there's people that are suffering right now because of this nonsense. So, hope everybody just protest safely, not break anything or hurt anybody or get arrested or whatever.
Yeah, good point, Phil. Doom, what did you think about the show? I know you watched it.
Yeah, only thing I was, I'm starting to see that they're starting to pay attention to storylines across the board. So with the thing with Rollins, I think they're starting to realize that people are putting two and two together now. He's been looking for Triple H for the last, 6-7 months that he's going to be at a takeover, just to further along the storyline for the weekend.
I thought we were going to get it. I thought we would get Seth Rollins and Triple H going at it, but we didn't. I guess they're saving it from the Rumble, which we'll talk about a little bit later. And my only other gripe about this show, my girl was nowhere to be found.
She was on a pre-show.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping she was going to make the main card, but
Well, shit, she should have made the main card with that Asuka match. I was talking about that match, too.
Definitely get shot in Mania weekend.
I would have took her over Peyton Royce. That's just me. I'm not a Peyton Royce fan. I wasn't a fan of hers to begin with. And when she did that stuff on Instagram, that really turned me off. So, you know.
Now, your girl's going to be all right in a couple weeks, man.
Yeah, she'll be cool.
She's going to get a shot.
Yeah. Yeah, she'll be cool.
I think she'll be the one to take the title off her.
But that will only be because she's being called up to the main roster, though.
Either way, they got to push them. I mean, I don't like any of those girls, man, except for that chick. Who's the crazy chick takes all the bumps? Nikki Cross?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was good.
She's a bump machine, man. She could. I saw her when I went to the house show, NXT, a couple months ago with the boys. She fought in a three-way with your girl, with your baby mama, and Asuka, mm-hmm. and she took crazy bumps, Will. She was really good, man.
I'm happy to see her move along further along the card in WWE, but I'm just not a Peyton Royce fan. If it was me, I wouldn't have made that call, but it is what it is. We got new tag champs at the end of the day.
Yeah.
The Authors of Pain. I like those boys, man. Those boys can go.
Yeah, they growing on me. They are growing on me.
They gave me some power up on them. I was happy.
Anything that Precious Paul touches is precious. So. Yeah.
And then one of them is Samoan. So yes. You know they going to make it.
One of them is Samoan. One of them is Middle Eastern. And they just...
they going to make it.
They're beasts, man. They're a little sloppy. They hurt one of the... They hurt one of the indie guys here locally. He lives in New Jersey. He's from New Jersey. He was on an NXT taping a couple months ago, and they gave him a concussion.
Mm.
Plus all the marks, like, oh, that's fucked up. He's sloppy. Da-da-da-da-da. I was like, you know what? Those boys are good, man. They're a throwback. They're goons, and they can work. They're swift. For big guys, they can move.
Yeah.
So I'm happy. And they're going to hold the belts for a while, man.
Oh yeah, I'm very happy for them, man. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait till they get up to that watch. Oh, they're gonna destroy whatever. Send them to SmackDown. They are going to destroy people. Man, them dudes. That's a really good big man tag team.
Precious
I saw
Paul.
In a long time.
Paul got them.
That's what we need. I'm looking at it. It's like I'm just tired of seeing. You know, I want to see different body types. Want to see different kinds of.
You want to see power moves.
It was like exactly. Demolition fighting Strike Force tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? Does that make sense?
It does.
Against Tex, you know?
Yep, it does. And then also in the other title change, Bobby Roode is your new NXT World Champion. I was so happy for that.
Lord. Was that a work?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a work, right? Okay, because I was like,
if that wasn't a work, they would have that ref would have crossed his arms and they would have had them. The medics would have been
like, is that a work?
Yeah,
I was like, okay, it gotta be a work because I was like, because he sold it hella good.
Yeah, it was
like,
good.
Stuff was really well with him.
I don't have a problem with Shinsuke at all. He's gonna get called up soon, but just to see Bobby Roode just stick it to Dixie Carter. Just stick it to her, man. Stick it to her. I was so happy to see that. I don't know how long he'll hold on to that title. He may hold on to it for a minute, but I was happy to see Bobby Roode get that win. Eric Young won. He beat
his entrance. It was kind of cool.
A
little Ric Flair-ish.
Ric Flair all over again, huh?
Other matches tonight, Eric Young defeated Ty Dillinger with a net breaker. We got to talk about Roger Strong winning tonight. The Authors of Pain got that win. New NXT Tag Champs. Asuka defends her championship.
I like Eric Young's gimmick, too.
Yeah.
And it's three little guys. It looked like, you know, it's kind of like a, what you call that, Bray Wyatt slash with something else, craziness. But I like it. I can't wait till he get called up, too.
They got to make some room. Off
the roster. I'm thinking, could this be a situation of whether WWE just releasing guys? Could you send some? Can you see them maybe sending some of these guys back down to NXT?
Mm. I mean, yeah. we talked about it on the pre-show. Like, guys get – when a couple of guys got sent down, like Zack Ryder and
Cesaro.
And Cesaro, and then they came back up and they wound up getting big pushes.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to – and I told Double E this in the pre-show. I don't know if it's going to – that's going to happen for every guy that comes down or every girl that comes down. Mm. I think it just depends on how level of talent that you're at. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think they need to send Dolph down there.
Nah, Dolph's doing good with what he's doing right now.
Yeah, I feel bad for him too, man. I just, you know, he's never going to get up that mid-card echelon, man. That dude, he's a bump machine. He can work. I don't know.
I'm a Mr. Perfect, man. Just stuck in the middle.
Who was it?
Never on top.
The American dude, he ain't been on. I can't think his name.
American?
Huh?
American? You said American dude?
The real American.
Jack Swagger.
Jack Swagger. I blame him for kicking Ziggler in the head and giving out concussion and really killing his push when he had the world championship. If you look back at it, you know, when he had to drop the title. As I was doing when everybody's doing a kick to the head, you know, super kick to the head. Like, you know, that should be a small guy's move. He should do a boot to the head, not a super kick. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I have a point on that. I'm sort of kind of iffy on that statement. Just for the fact that I don't think they've ever been high. Even when he was champion, I don't think they really put any real faith in Ziggler. I think when he put that title, when they put those title, those on title runs rather that he had, they were like guinea pigging him, so to speak.
Well, he didn't give a chance. Like he was he lost it within that first month of him getting that belt.
Yep,
because he had to give it up so you could, you know. But first of all, let's not get heated over Ziggler. He's been the last time.
I just think he was being guinea pig, man. I don't think they really showed any real faith in him, though.
But you didn't give him a chance. He didn't, like I said, he got Bam, and he couldn't even travel with the belt. Well, he had to take time off because of that concussion.
Well, you know how fickle Vince is.
Well, I'm just saying, he had the biggest pop when he cashed Money in the Bank on that Raw. And it wasn't even like he even had a chance to get the ball rolling. It was just like that next week, kicked in the head. And that's why I'm having issues with everybody doing super kicks, is the spot. You know, it's starting to take away from the move, and a lot of guys are getting kicked in the head, and it's just like, you know, concussions and stuff.
Right.
At least when you throw a regular boot, depends on how you do it. They run into the boot, not you kick them. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
I mean, safer.
Right. So, Phil, what would you grade this? What would you grade this special today?
Like a B plus, B minus. I mean, again, like we mentioned on the pre-show, I don't think you're not going to get anything extraordinary every 3 or 4 months when these guys do the specials. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
You're gonna get a couple title changes to move stories along. You're gonna get the fucking skirts doing their thing, and you're gonna get some Corey Graves off. Nigel McGuinness is on. That's gonna be cool. I like what's his face, Perry. But I forgot his last name already. I'm so sorry. But anyway, he's gotta talk a little more. But Nigel's great. We know how great Nigel is from Ring of Honor.
Yep.
So he's good on a stick. So you're going to see a couple things transition. I think, you know, the talent now is getting, they're thinning out. Joe's probably going to get bumped up. You know, I think guys are going to have to start stepping up. And they're not developing as quickly as they were the last year or two because everybody got called up.
Yeah.
All the skirts got called up. They called up Finn. They called up, you know, Sami Zayn. You know what I'm saying? American Alpha.
Yeah.
And then they called up, what's his face, Kevin Steen, real quick. I mean, Kevin Steen had the quickest transition of all of them.
Like, and who's the new coach? I know there's a new coach, right? Shawn Michaels? Shawn Michaels the new coach, right? The new head coach?
He's one of the new head coaches.
Every show you say his damn name.
No, I want to know if it was still, no, for real, I want to know if it was still, what's his
Matt,
name?
Yeah, Matt Bloom is still doing.
Matt Bloom, okay.
HBK, I think HBK is like in charge of, I think like the operating office. He's like the Triple H of NXT.
Right.
You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah. But Matt Bloom is still training. I know they're bringing Steve Corino in to train. So
that'd be good.
That'd be good because, you know, Steve Corino is a really good sound.
Old school.
They just need to start over again. They need to find somebody.
New people.
And they need to find that specific person that can carry that company again, because Nakamura gonna get bumped up in a minute, and Samoa Joe practically will see him tomorrow.
That's exactly what I told Double A, man. I told them the same exact thing in the pre-show. They're gonna have to start developing guys a little quicker if they want to keep it hot, you know.
Ah, yeah. Man, ladies and gentlemen, on line number 4. I bring you the host of the What Are You Reading comic book show, the Silver Surfer. Surfer, how you doing, man?
I'm not a host right now. I'm on suspension for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Damn.
You're going to be on next week. What are you for? You and
Orange? No. Next week is football.
Right, so you're going
to be on.
Me and you are doing the Super Bowl show, Surfer.
I'm not going to be on talking comic books.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
He's going to be bloviating on the greatness of Tom Brady, and I'll be having to give him some Pepto Bismol when he's...
Don't hate. Appreciate.
Who's doing the show? You and Will, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I see. That's a no-brainer, man.
Yes, Lord.
I have to get my good luck charm for the Falcons, so...
That's going to be so interesting to see if they can get...
Let me tell you why the Falcons have already messed up. You don't be giving the Gatorade bath at the championship game, because then you've already thought that you've made it.
No, they gave the Gatorade bath because they didn't think they was going to make it to there.
No, you're not supposed to get the Gatorade bath until you win the Super Bowl.
They would hold on to the Gatorade in September.
Start of season. I'm going to say this, though. I'm going to say this. If the Falcons can get a head on Brady, they got a shot.
Yep.
Yeah, the problem is they score a lot, and they give a lot of points up, too. So.
They do. They do.
It's going to be a high score.
Yeah.
No, not if the Patriots come with a ball control.
Patriots D ain't that good. But
dude, they have given it the fewest points all season. So how are they bad?
You could throw on them now. I mean,
yeah, they keep you. They let
I
you.
I said they not that good. I just said they were bad.
They let you get that short and under, and you come down the field. But once you get in that red zone, that's when they clamp everything down.
Julio Jones has been double teamed all season, Surfer.
That's why Sano's going to win MVP.
Mama Sanu, yeah.
When they win, he's going to win MVP.
I'm going a different route. I said Devontae Freeman.
He was my running back this year. He won me $300. I ain't mad at him.
We haven't given up 100 yards to a back all season.
That don't mean he can't catch for 100.
Yeah.
It's going to be I hope it's a fun game.
Me too.
I hope it's a blowout.
Really?
I just want Rage to...
To suffer.
It's not more for Surfer. I just want Rage to...
Yeah, but you
want to
cause... You're causing me pain, my friend.
But for Surfer... I'll send you some of this special Hennessy I have. Just the
special Hennessy.
You got a special.
Yo, you're not sharing that?
I mean,
Big Phil's down with some cognac, man.
Y'all gonna leave my boy Rage alone, all right?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. The advocate speaks. I saw your video today.
The advocate for Rage.
I got to. Nobody else to speak up for Rage, so I
my
gotta
kid,
speak up for them.
My kid want, you know what? My kid loves, all joking aside, my kid loves Rage. They every time he comes over, he plays with him, they hang out. Because they have the same
mindset.
Yeah, exactly. But I think if my kid might be his advocate too.
Yeah.
So I think Mikey's gonna stick up for him. I don't know, because he loves Elaine too. He's torn. That's his people's, you know.
I was cool with Rage until he cut that promo on fantasy football and he beat me. So it was just like when Michael Hayes slammed that cage on
Terry Von Erich. And
yep.
Oh,
that's classic.
You're gonna go all year.
That's classic.
We're doing that this year.
You're doing that as a throwback? Okay.
Yeah, we are doing it this year.
That's classic. That's classic.
Yeah, it's classic.
Hell yeah. All right, guys, let's get into some of this Royal Rumble that we got scheduled for tomorrow. Don't forget, everybody out there in Radio Land, live coverage begins tomorrow at 4 p.m. right here on Red EM Radio. Right after that, we're going to have our Sushi Slam event at 5 p.m. Rage versus Elaine. And Rage, you're going to lose.
No, he ain't going to lose.
Only Rage.
Rage, we got it. Got this one. Yo, for the black people.
Only Rage would challenge an Asian to a sushi contest.
That's why I said the boy is tough, man.
That's like me challenging. That's like me challenging. That's like me challenging a brother to an up rock. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying if Rage was smart, why can't he go chicken wings or something? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man.
Why he gotta go?
Listen, all joking aside, he was beating Mega Powers in that pizza.
Yeah, he was. He was.
And then he just got. You know, he gave up. He lost wind.
Yeah. I have to disagree with you.
But he was, dude. He was up.
Because he stuffed his gut.
Right. And
listen. I'm saying he never planned on how to tackle that pizza. He just thought, I just go.
I'm not arguing. I'm saying
the quicker you eat, the faster you're gonna feel full.
Right. Exactly. I agree. I'm not denying that. He was winning.
But Dave had a strategy.
Yeah, Dave.
If we're in a 100-yard dash and I beat you for the first 20 yards and then I start huffing and puffing, you pass me, nobody's gonna say at the end, while you was winning at first, you won. I didn't.
What did they say in the fastness or
is it? The tortoise in the hair.
Yep. The logical surfer.
Either way, it's going to be entertaining. So,
Is this my boy? Everybody, let me bring on my second co-host, Big Tone. Big Tone, how you doing, man?
What's the deal, fellas? How's it been?
I got Big Tone on the line. It's a party now.
I guess I'm going to have to bust that hand out.
Yeah. Some hand and some gin and juice. One of the both of them while you bullshitting.
Oh, this hand don't have a bite, though.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
I want to ask you guys real quick. Something that's been troubling me, and I want to get your guys' opinion on it. We can take it one at a time. Is Sasha Banks being punished? They put her on the pre-show or the kickoff show.
No,
She ain't being punished. It's
she
just
ain't
that
being punished. It's too much.
The no, Vince does. Like Vince, it's sold on Charlotte.
For now,
who wouldn't be sold on Charlotte? She's Ric Flair's daughter. Come on now.
But I'm saying, like,
Even though Sasha is 10 times better, in my opinion.
Most people wanted to see Sasha hold the belt for a little bit, not for a week, and then you give it back.
But the storyline makes sense. It makes sense for her to turn heel on what's her name? On Bayley, and it just makes sense.
But that's the other thing.
Give Charlotte back the belt, let Bayley win it from Charlotte, and have them go at it.
But that's the thing. Vince thinks that Charlotte's a better heel and Bayley's a better face.
She is right now.
He's got a point. She is.
Because right now, what you call is not a heel. But that doesn't mean if she turned heel, she wouldn't be a better heel.
Well, she was a heel when she was in NXT. Yeah,
right.
But she's up on the big stage now. That heel is shit that she did out of NXT is bullshit now. She has to come with something brand new.
Is she necessarily a better, less of a baby face than Bayley?
No, Bayley's the ultimate.
Bayley is fucking terrible
Bayley's
right now.
Ultimate. She's the ultimate baby face. She's on the garden gnome Taylor on the she's on that
but
level.
She's terrible. She's terrible on the mic.
Writing poem.
You're the first person to ever say that, High Tide, that she was terrible
at
least, on the mic.
At least she got a match.
She's terrible on the mic, though.
Naomi comes out, and she don't even get to wrestle.
Hey, I'm sorry
this is not the first time they had her come out and wait for an opponent, and no opponent showed up.
Fine. It was a setup anyway. Is she on TV?
Now, unless this is going to translate to her going after, I'm blanking on her name.
Alexa Bliss,
yes, because she came out talking shit. Okay. But if then she disappears for another 2 months, what was the point?
She hurt?
Yeah, she was hurt. Ankle, but she busted up her ankle.
Yeah.
She was twerking, right?
Pretty much.
I know. She's the neon dancer.
the dumbest damn gimmick I have ever seen.
I'd rather her go back to dancing for Brodus Clay.
Oh shit!
You gotta bring the other one back.
Dance her ass out of the damn company.
And then I hate saying this, especially in front of Phil. She's too damn dark to be coming out in neon colors, glowing in the dark.
Oh, come on.
No, dude. It just doesn't look right.
Because
she's so dark. All you see is the neon colors.
Okay, that's what you're supposed to see.
Let's transition to...
Please, let's transition.
Surfer, we're going to the next subject.
We're going to the next subject now.
Okay? Is that all right?
You know she's my baby, okay, buddy?
Come on, we're going to the next subject now, Surfer.
Okay.
All right.
No one listens to me.
It's been rumored, according to Wrestling Observer, Randy Orton's going to win the Rumble tomorrow. Bray Wyatt's going to win an Elimination Chamber to set up their title match at WrestleMania. Is this the right move by the E?
Hell no.
Fuck no.
Are
you stupid?
I'll be stupid. But.
Okay, then who's going to get the belt? If Randy wins the Rumble and Bray Wyatt wins the Chamber, who's going to have the belt?
It really don't make no sense.
They're saying the team is supposed to go over.
It really
is not losing at the dang old Elimination Chamber. We put money on that.
Plus, Bray's character isn't emphasizing having a belt either. It seems like Bray doesn't care about being a title holder. So.
I'm thinking Bray the mid card belt first, and see how that looks before they
just got a tag team championship. And he's been on the main roster for what, 6, 4, 5 years now.
That's yeah, how much but, they got in. I mean, they should have at least had them actually had a run as tag team champions because
that's
the
tag
two of them
team champions, yeah, right about that, so
would have been strong. But now they tried to do the whole. New Day and let what you call it get in, and then they lose the belts.
Yeah, Mr. Cesaro and Sheamus. Phil, what you think about Sheamus right now, man? You like him? Don't like him? Indifference?
I don't like him.
Me neither.
I mean, I liked him 5 years ago.
You know? Heel Sheamus or face Sheamus?
I liked heel Sheamus. You know, only because
he came across as more vicious than he do now.
Yeah, but you know what? Too, I just it's played like it's this. You know what I'm saying? Like I like him as a tag team though. Now keep him in the tag team. Don't give him another singles run because it's not fun. He's not. You know he knows six moves.
He's a lifer too.
Yeah,
he'll be there for a while.
Yeah, because
that Triple H boy.
Yeah, that's his boy, and you know what? I have no issue with that. He's not a bad hand.
He's not.
But both those guys, man, they're like a bump away from being hurt half the time.
You got I would shoot Cesaro to the moon. I love Cesaro. I'm a mark for Cesaro.
SmackDown,
the kings of that's all I got. One word to say: Kings of Wrestling.
That's exactly it, man.
Because I know Shane McMahon will give him a chance. And we'll push him.
Brother Phil, you know who I'm talking about when I say the Kings of Wrestling.
So. Him and Chris Hero and what's her face? The Queen. Sarah Dolan.
They need to go ahead and bring it back.
If they could get the Kings.
Not bullshit.
Wow, can you imagine if they bring Hero up and they get the Kings going? That'd be crazy.
Crazy ain't the word for it.
There's a video on Facebook I saw today, and I don't know if you guys saw it with Chris Hero. Why are people picking on that man?
Because he lost a bunch of weight. He gained a bunch of weight and he has a thyroid issue. People are like, but the dude still bumps. He you know what I'm saying? He moves. He can still wrestle. You know? I put something on Facebook a couple weeks ago about that. I was like, why is everybody picking on him for, man? I hate when fat people get picked on. I'm a fat person.
Hey, I'm about 260.
Yeah, man. This is why we can't have nice things. The dude is world class. The dude is world class. The dude has wrestled all over the world. He's got notoriety. He's wrestled on almost every continent. He's amazing. He's a great wrestler.
Yeah. But I think due to his size, I think if I was him, I'd try to change my style up.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he's trying, and I'm sure I'm sure he didn't go and gain the weight on purpose. I know there's a thyroid issue, and having that same issue since I'm 7 years old, I can equate. You know what I'm saying? I can relate to that. I take medicine for it every day of my life. My issue with the marks is they'll just use that as a soundboard. Oh, he's fat. He's this, that, but he still the dude wrestles. He does Broadway's. He goes to Evolve. He wrestles for 30 minutes to an hour. He goes to Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. Does the same thing. So like, the mark need to fucking stop getting in on him. You know,
that's millennials for you.
Yeah, they look at wrestlers supposed to have abs.
Kevin Owens fat with his fat ass.
And those dudes throw their bodies around and they tell a good story in the ring. So
yeah. And ain't nothing wrong with somebody being fat at wrestling. Come on, man.
I grew up in the era of the big man, you know?
But my only complaint is just wrestle like a big man. Don't be trying to do.
I used to love Bam Bam Bigelow. And I used to love how he wrestled.
Big man of all time.
He just did a moonsault. That was different. But I'm just saying, but Bam Bam wasn't trying to do a 450 splash on somebody.
Bam Bam was quick as shit for somebody his size.
Yeah. Bam Bam was amazing.
But he wrestled like a big man, not like a luchador.
No, he wrestled with speed and quickness.
Look at his go watch Starrcade 88 and hit when he wrestled Barry Windham for the U.S. title.
See y'all young guys weren't around when he hit the scene. But when he hit the scene, man, he was like he was so amazing. Yeah. People just thought he was going to be the next world champion.
Yeah, he was. And seriously, go watch his U.S. title match with Barry Windham. And he hung with Barry Windham. Barry Windham's world class, dude. Barry Windham is one of the greatest technicians in the ring ever.
Yep.
And he hung with him for a minute. Uh-huh. It's a good match. Watch that match and get back to me, seriously.
I will. I'll give you my notes.
You got homework.
Yeah. Speaking of old school, does any of y'all have Amazon?
Yes.
Yes.
Have y'all looked on the wrestling they have on there?
No.
Oh, they got like Memphis, Smoky Mountain. They got a lot of old school stuff up there, man.
And if anybody has a Roku, there's an app called RASSLIN. It's some dude. He just plays continuous wrestling 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Can you get it on the Fire Stick?
Yeah, you probably could. You probably could. And I watched it when I was watching Memphis from like 82. It was Waller and Jimmy Hart and Tommy Rich. It was crazy. It was good stuff.
Yeah. Like I say, that was the classics. Those are some of the classic stuff with Bam Bam. One Man Gang, too, to a certain extent. Vader. I say the fact Vader did, like, absolutely really nothing in WWE.
You know, all those big guys can move, man. Kamala for his size before you know, when he still had feet. Mm. He could go. All those big dudes were, you know.
Good.
Yoko, for 600 pounds, that dude moved too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just.
Yoko was 600. He couldn't have been that big.
He was 600 pounds, man.
In real life.
I'm telling you. I watched.
I
watched him get slammed with the Intrepid, man.
I know they embellish weights and sizes.
When he died, he was about 600 pounds. Maybe he was four and change, five before when he was in his prime.
Because I remember Hogan used to be billed as 7 feet tall.
He was 6'8", 300 pounds. 303 pounds.
No, I mean like his size would come down, but when you first hit in the '70s, they swore he was a 7-footer.
Yeah.
Then he was 6'11". Then he was 6'8". He was only like 6'4", 6'5"?
If that.
I want to say 6'3", because, I mean, Andre towered over everybody. But if you go back and look at that match when they fought, he was really towering over Hogan. 6'3" for me. He was a big dude, though.
Andre was listed at 7'4", so he's going to tower over anybody no matter who it was.
He really towered over Hogan, though. That made me start, and looking at that when I was a kid, that made me kind of question. They said he's 6'8", 6'9".
They still bill Hogan as 6'8".
Now, you know who really could move at 600 pounds? Haystacks Calhoun.
Yeah. The problem with Haystacks was you never got him for more than 10 minutes because he was, he got winded.
Yeah, he wasn't doing no Ironman matches.
He's more of an attraction.
Avalanche.
Yeah, Earthquake. And Typhoon, the natural disasters, those guys. And Earthquake, Earthquake was a big dude. John Tenta's stuff in Japan was really good. You watch his stuff in Old Japan, he was even a big boss man. I saw a match with him in Saruta from Old Japan. It was crazy. That dude sliding around, drop kicking, doing insiguris. And he was 6. Boss man was what, 350, 360?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like my weight, but he was fucking 6'2", maybe? That dude was massive.
I miss Boss Man.
Yeah, I miss that era.
But I loved him. I don't know. Because I love this theme when he came out.
The music.
Yep.
ain't nobody beaten when he was a face and he put the Mountie in jail at SummerSlam.
I like when he was a heel and he said,
"I'll
snow
pepper."
That was my.
Oh yeah,
and the thing was, when he first was in the NWA, I would have never thought he was as talented as he was as Big Bubba.
You only time I saw Big Bubba wrestle in NWA was when they had the bunkhouse or something or a battle royal. You never really saw him wrestle. He was always Jimmy Cornette's bodyguard.
Right.
But he was learning. That was the thing, though.
But. As soon as he went to the E, and they gave him the Boss Man gimmick.
They gave him Slick, the Reverend.
He was another quick one. Sometimes he looked almost as quick as a Savage.
One of Hogan's best matches in the Garden was him and Boss Man in the cage when he superplexed him from the top of the cage.
Oh yeah,
it was a Saturday matinee. And I didn't get really close. I was like mid twos. I just remember talking to my buddy, my friend's dad. I was a kid, and I'm just talking. We just amazed on how quick he moved in the ring, you know. So yeah, but even back then we knew he was quick, dude. Even as a kid, I knew it.
Anybody think Rich Swann's gonna beat Neville tomorrow? I don't think he is.
I love Rich Swann. He's just mad corny though, man.
Yeah.
Real fucking corny in that song.
I know eventually Neville's going to win, but I'd rather they stretch it out than just have him just drop
he's
it.
Shook, he's first match.
Man, drop it to King Neville, man. The king of the cruiserweights. My boy deserved that day.
Because once Neville gets it, he's going to hold on to it for a long time.
And that's how it should be.
Yeah. You can build a vision up a chase.
You think Alicia Fox gonna have anything to do with dude losing?
Oh, I didn't think about that. Oh.
Double cross. Well, no, I mean, like, he dumped her, and mm-hmm. she's been stone cold ever since.
Don't really care. Her ass need to retire.
Yeah. Her and Rosa Mendez.
Rosa Mendez ain't wrestling. She sitting home babysitting.
She should be gone this year, though. Taking up a roster spot.
Yeah. Collecting a check for no reason.
Shit. What you gonna put better in that spot though?
Somebody else.
Now while she's sitting at home, she probably ain't collecting a check.
Shit.
You don't automatically get paid if you ain't getting in the ring.
She collecting something, bro.
So what did JTG do for them 8 years or how many
contract, man?
No, the contract they signed say you get paid for stepping in the ring.
But Kurt,
you don't know that.
There's no automatic. That's the way the E has always structured their contracts.
Maternity leave. You don't know what she got on there.
Okay, yeah, she's
in. You don't know what she got on there, sir.
Because she's on maternity leave, that means they can't let her go. But they don't have to pay her.
But you don't know what she got on her contract, though.
Why would Rosa Mendez have a guaranteed to be paid contract?
I don't know.
She's got 2.5 strikes against her for messing up plenty of times. They wouldn't give her a contract like that.
Everybody has a contract.
Yeah, a contract that says you wrestle, you get paid. If you don't wrestle, you don't get paid.
Shit, tell Brock Lesnar that.
Brock Lesnar still has to come and show up to get his $8-10 million. He ain't automatically getting that money for not showing up.
That would be cool, and I would be cool if he didn't win the Rumble tomorrow. I don't think it would win anyway.
Brock Lesnar, they say, look, you have to give us 20 dates. We give you $10 million. He has to do all those 20 dates to get the whole $10 million.
Well, he can't.
I'm going for the upset, and I want my boy Samoa Joe to win.
He was also in the news this week saying being called up and getting pitched to be in a program with Cena.
That's what I'm saying.
Would you guys?
That's what I want to see.
You think Cena put Joe over?
No.
You know what? he probably will.
Not at
WrestleMania, but he probably
will. He said no.
He gotta hit.
People assume he wouldn't. He wouldn't put AJ over.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But I just think that he should. I think that he should. So Joe have a good start, man. Because right now you're looking like Roman Reigns is like he's going to win that Universal title, and that's going to be hell for a lot of people.
You know what I get the feeling. Jericho going to drop something from that cage.
I can't see him. I can't see Roman Reigns winning that belt and going to Mania with that
I
title.
I don't want him to either, Phil, but when he dropped that U.S. title, that's it. That means something.
Wouldn't it be cool, though, if Jericho won the freaking Rumble tomorrow, though?
Yep.
Yeah.
Setting up Jericho.
Right quick is the WrestleMania rumors. I don't know if you guys have heard. What's his name? Dave Meltzer had a card up there, a WrestleMania card. And right now, we know guaranteed that it'll be Seth Rollins versus Triple H, Big Show versus Shaq, and Goldberg versus Lesnar. I think that's guaranteed. But there's others. Is like Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho, Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton, Undertaker versus Roman Reigns, and Charlotte versus Bayley versus Sasha versus Nia Jax.
I would throw Roman Reigns to Taker.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? That's why I think he might just lose tomorrow.
Well, Taker's not going to retire till next year anyway.
Next year, yeah.
Yeah,
because I know Taker and Cena is not going. That's not happening.
Either way, Taker's headlining. They're not going to let him.
Oh no! Oh, shit!
I wouldn't. I'm not saying I agree.
I don't want Roman Reigns to headline it once again.
Yeah, that's the thing too. You know, it has to make sense.
Yep.
If you want to sell it the proper way, it's all got to make sense.
But I don't want to see Goldberg and Brock Lesnar no more. I don't want to see that shit.
If it's the last time.
I don't think. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. I don't think Lesnar would have took that bad of a loss if he wasn't going to get a win.
Man, Lesnar don't care. He just care about getting paid. That's all.
They got some other ones too. AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon.
They've been trying to push that for a minute, but I don't think it's going to end up happening.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. That's just stupid.
All right, guys. Speaking of Goldberg, man, why is he banging his head up against lockers so he bleeding and stuff?
That's a pre-match ritual for him.
He's too old for that.
He did it in WCW.
That was fine when he was younger. Now he's an old man. You don't need to be banging your head against no locker. And then you can't even tell you're bleeding.
Hey, it's like he used to bleed a lot back in the day, like Ric Flair or something. It just started leaking, man.
Now, let me ask you guys, I want to get some names from you. Five worst Rumble winners. I got five right here. Luger in 94, John Cena 2013, Batista 2014, Roman Reigns 2015, Vince McMahon 1999. Those are my five. God,
that's not a good list.
Those are my five worst, man. My five worst.
That's not a good list.
Look here, Mr. Pessimistic. That's my doggone list.
I'll go next.
Okay.
He's riled up. Shawn Michaels, Triple H.
Okay. That you know damn well. Well, probably Shawn Michaels 1995 because he fucking lost at that.
Since we're just throwing out names, how about Duggan, Harley Race, Hulk Hogan?
Harley Race never won the Rumble.
I thought he won the second one.
No.
Big John still won the second one.
Why would you say that?
Why was they calling Harley Race King Harley Race then?
Because he crowned himself king.
I thought he had won a Royal Rumble. Nope. My bad.
He did not.
Yeah, but that's why Michael's Rumble, man.
I never understood why Vince did that.
Vince winning.
Yeah, Vince, Luger. Who else? Luger was terrible.
One was pretty smart because I think they didn't really have shit to. Wasn't Stone Cold? No, he wasn't injured at that time, wasn't he?
No, they screwed him out because Ron Vince sitting out.
They screwed him out, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Batista in 05, I think.
Oh, yeah, Batista.
That's a bad one.
And I didn't like Alberto Del Rio winning it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one, too.
And I think it was like 10 or 11. 11.
I didn't have a problem with Del Rio winning. My whole thing is, it's you wonder why, like, Del Rio got that push and he got the victory and then came up short of WrestleMania.
Because Edge got hurt. If Edge didn't get hurt, he's not champion. Straight up. If I'm wrong, I mean, if you disagree, disagree.
No.
Because Edge was hurt, that's why Del Rio didn't become champion of WrestleMania? Well,
yeah, he wasn't supposed to win. And then Edge had to retire. He was forced to retire.
And neck injury.
Yeah. Edge would have been... Edge, honestly, if Edge... And I'm not a big Edge fan, but he was a good hand. If Edge would have stayed healthy, he would have had at least three or four more titles. At least.
They would have took him away from Cena, right?
They gave him the run, man. They gave him the ball.
Ultimate opportunist.
What you think about? All right, let me put you on the spot, Phil. If Christian would have stayed healthy, where do you think he would have ended up?
Bad card at best.
He could have been a really great IC champion. You know, you have to look at the complete package. If you put a belt on somebody, can they be the face of the company? Can they be the guy to carry the locker room? Christian can't carry it. Edge had more charisma. Edge had better set. You know what I'm saying? Edge cut better promos. Edge had the hot girlfriend. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Tell a good story in the ring.
He did.
To just this ultimate opportunist.
And he stole girlfriends too.
He, listen, the stuff he did with Hogan was awesome.
Yeah.
When him and Hogan were tag champions on SmackDown, that was fantastic. When him and Lita had sex in the ring, how about Rated RKO?
Yeah.
Oh, I had sex in the ring with Ric Flair.
Yeah. The WrestleMania match he had with Foley with the flaming tables.
Oh, yeah, that was good, too.
The dude, ultimate opportunist. That's what he was. Solid guy in the ring, man. Solid.
Deserved to be all the way.
He was always winning for the leader. That was just pissing me off.
Boy, Edge, man, that boy.
Edge was good, man.
There he was.
Edge was solid.
What is your favorite elimination?
Favorite Rumble or elimination?
Favorite Rumble elimination.
Well, my favorite is 92. So, when Flair dumped Sid Justice out. That's my favorite. And then, honestly, I like 2002. When Triple H came back. I was at the Garden when he came back. So I was all in. I was Triple H mark at that point. And honestly, when Rey Mysterio won, he eliminated I think it was Randy Orton or Triple H. I liked when Ray won, man. I thought that was cool too. You know?
My favorite moment is when Rey Mysterio came out for that heel turn. When everybody thought Daniel Bryan was gonna come out at 30.
Yeah.
And they just booed him off the building.
Dude, remember when Undertaker got kicked out by Maven?
Oh
yeah.
That shit was fucking funny. Undertaker faint.
Oh, which one? One of the Bushwhackers came running. He walked in the ring, and as he was walking, he just threw him back out and just kept on walking. That was awesome, too.
Oh, yeah. Good time.
Really Big good John time. Studd eliminated Ted DiBiase in the 89 one. That was fresh. No one expected him to win.
What about the one with Bret Hart and Bad News Brown?
Oh, with the trophy you're talking about?
Yep.
Oh, that was so good. That was so good. Yeah,
the best part was when he ghetto blasted Bret Hart.
Beer belly sharecroppers.
What happened to that guy?
Passed away.
Okay, I didn't know he
was. He was a legit judo, jiu-jitsu dude. He was legit. He went to the Olympics and everything. Trained in Canada with Stu Hart.
He beat Vince up, and Vince to this day has issues with big, bald, black dudes punching him. That's what happened to Titus O'Neil.
There was an issue with him and Andre, I heard, on a bus or something. Andre said something racist and bad news. Like
Not Andre. Come on now. I have no hope for humanity now.
I didn't say it was true. I said it's just a rumor I read like years ago. He said something. He was on a bus trip. They were taking up. I don't know where they were, but he said something. And bad news got tight. Got up and walked towards the back of the bus, and no one stepped to Andre at that point. Andre was the man, you know.
Oh man, I forgot about the wrestling tonight.
So he stepped to him, but bad news was legit. He was a legit badass.
Yeah, definitely. He was a bronze medalist, right?
Yep. Yep.
Who you got? Any shocks or surprises you see in the Rumble card tomorrow?
Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Kenny O'fucking Manah.
Nah, I wish.
I wish too.
He already did a video.
What old time you think gonna show up?
Scott Hall.
I think it's Angle.
I think it's Scott Hall.
Scott Hall is not in no wrestling condition, man.
That's funny.
Just playing,
that's funny.
I show up drunk.
That's one of the things.
What about Hogan?
No,
we haven't heard from Hogan in hell alone.
No,
where is he at?
Hogan don't need to get in the ring. His back is held together by
$20 million he got from Golf. Chill out.
His back is held together by string and silly putty.
Yeah,
Man, I hate to say this, and I'm probably the only person on the network who will say it. I think Braun Strowman is going to win.
Shining Wizard Stoney wants him to win, too.
Yeah, I think he's going to win. I think he's going to win because Vince wants to make him legit.
Who? You said going to win right there?
Braun Strowman.
They got to get a monster. They don't have no monster heel.
Vince still has a heart for it. Yeah, Vince still has a hard on for the big guys.
I think he's gonna win it because, like I said, Vince wants to make him legit, and this is the best way to make him legit.
That picture that got posted of him and Big Show where they was a lot heavier last year than this year.
Strowman Reigns at WrestleMania.
If they push Strowman right, it could work, but they're gonna have to push him.
Oh man!
So Ghost, if you're picking Strowman to win,
mm-hmm.
who does he fight at Mania?
Can't fight champion? Him, no.
Because don't you get to pick your champion? You can fight the SmackDown or the Raw. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think you do get to pick your champion at that point.
And that has to be Reigns because it's not gonna be Owens if it's a heel.
Oh, I hope they don't make Reigns.
I know.
I'd rather Jericho beat him, man.
You know what? If they do that, it better be a fucking squash match at WrestleMania.
I don't even want to see Reigns against Taker. I don't even want to see Reigns versus Taker.
I'd rather see Jericho beat Owens for the strap and then have Reigns go after Jericho.
That makes more sense.
That would tell a better story in the ring than having him go after Strowman.
Yeah.
Or Strowman go after him, I should say.
But I love Strowman, man. I love Strowman. Another dude I'm liking right now, I'm loving, and I know he's got a lot of hate on this network. I love Baron Corbin still.
I don't dislike Baron Corbin.
I like him.
The problem I have with him is he's inconsistent.
Like, I don't like the whole gimmick that he has to. I don't like small guys. So what do you want to do? Fight the Big Show every day?
Nah, he's just he has good matches and then he shits the bed. Like, he's very inconsistent. You know, I don't know. I like him though.
I like him from a talent standpoint. And plus, I sort of kind of followed him since his NFL days.
and speaking of small guys, is all they going to do now with Rey Callisto is have Hills pick on him?
I mean, that wasn't his fault for getting involved with Ziggler's match.
Yeah.
And then what are they doing with Apollo?
Nothing.
Send him back to fucking NXT. That's one person you need to send right down. Send him back to development, not even to NXT.
Damn.
He needs some damn help.
If you send him back to NXT, he's going to come up and blow it up. And I remember him from the Indies. He's a solid worker. I don't know what they got going on with him now, but...
Yeah, he's a very good worker. It's just his damn... Like, he needs to come up with a different gimmick.
What was his gimmick in the Indies?
They never gave him...
He was,
What's his name? It was,
No, I'm not talking about his name. Like, well, how did he come out in the Indies? That's different from the way he come out now.
You know, it was Uha Nation. You know, it was Uha Nation.
He was Uha Nation, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. So what's different about the way he comes out now from the Indies?
Nothing.
He's more of an arrogant kind of wrestler.
Yeah, he had a little bit of a kick to him, but same type of wrestler, same gimmick. I mean, he wasn't, you know.
He wasn't smiling this much.
Just wore sexier tights, too, in the Indies. He did, I'm not even in the front. He wore sexy tights.
And plus, you got to see the real him. I think a lot of the matches that you have seen of him in WWE, they've been, like, watered down. Like, they've
told him,
like...
Triple H loves him, though, Will.
Say what?
Triple H loves him.
Yeah, I know.
That's what... Triple H to bring it back down, work with him a little bit more, work on his damn speaking, that's all. It's not the writers. I think it's him. I'm going to be 100%. It's him. Bad acting. Similar to acting class like he did Roman Reigns.
He's got a good future, man. I think he's going to be all right.
He's got the look, that's for sure.
I agree, though. He needs a little tune-up, that's all.
He's got the look, though. He's got the look. He's got the skill.
Solid, dude. He can move, dude. He's got... Mm-hmm. For a big man, he's got height, too. He can throw his weight around. He's solid, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Couple of things going on in the news. Nikki Bella was named executive producer of Total Divas. That's no shock. That's no shock. I'm sick of her, but I'm loving that. I'm loving her and Natty, but that's but that needs to sort of kind of come to a close.
You mean John Cena as an executive producer?
Well, that thing with Natty needs to come to a close because it's getting kind of old now.
But they gotta take you to the ladies' bathroom, and I'll be all.
Well, you gotta take time with that. That's it's not that old. It's still going. I think I like that feud. They should keep going all the way until
Fastlane.
No, Extreme Rules. Okay. After WrestleMania.
Okay.
They need to get Mickey James involved.
Yeah, somehow.
That's a dumbass. I still say that's a dumbass name for a pay per view. Fastlane. Been saying that since last year.
Next time, yo, Will. Next time you talk to Mega Powers, ask him how fat her ass is. We saw her. We saw her one night. We did a special event at some casino a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had our own little gimmick table.
Mm-hmm.
She came right up to the table, to say hello, mm-hmm. and she bent over.
SmackDown got all the booties now. They got her. They got Alexis.
Me and Mega Powers are like the Parker Lewis. Saw that big fat ass out in front of us.
I kind of lost it, dude.
She did. Oh, I mean, you know, she had the kid. She still looked good, though. She still looked good, man. I don't know. You saw her naked. I wouldn't. She got that roast beef sandwich going on down there. But she's, I mean.
I like beef.
I took a picture with her recently. You know, I got to feel the boobage a little bit.
Yeah, man.
My thing is, I think the dude that's keeping it, holding it down, ain't holding it down correctly.
Magnus?
Yeah.
Magnus don't know what he's doing.
Don't worry, Cena.
That's Tony C's boy, right?
Yeah.
You ain't coming on this network and talk about Magnus like that. That man be that man
everybody
that,
yeah
that man be
number one on this network.
That man be Sting, AJ Styles.
don't get Mr. C started. Come up here and start.
But that's a good question. What is now that Jeff is supposed to be over back with the company over in TNA? What's going to happen to Global Force?
I heard they're going to do, like, an invasion angle.
Oh, okay.
That's what I read. I don't know how true it is.
like anybody's going to actually care.
Listen, I like wrestling on TV. If they got Dutch. Dutch has the book, mm-hmm. and Jarrett's promoting.
Mm-hmm.
So Dutch has
to come back in a little bit every now and then.
Global Force is not even on TV.
Nope.
No. Just but if Dutch has the book and Jarrett's promoting, at least they have some competent people in charge.
Right.
So that's the part.
So now that Jarrett's back, does he get his King of the Mountain title back?
Hell no.
I don't want that. They need to change that damn ass logo back.
Mm.
That's an ugly ass logo.
Keep the punk ass wife off TV too.
Does anybody know if it's true? Because I keep seeing it online, but I don't know if it's true. Bobby Lashley won the title back.
He did. He won the title back.
The Destroyer.
That dude's the worst.
That's Surfer.
That is one of the greatest champions of all time. Bite your tongue, Phil.
The hell he is.
I'll give you something to bite. That dude is awful.
He is so dominant in TNA. This is what, his third, fourth reign?
He's stiff as hell.
He's going to catch Ric Flair in no time.
He is the shits of the drizzling variety, I think.
Him and Titus Vanilla in the same. Him and Titus Vanilla are in the same book. Him and Titus Vanilla in the same book.
Titus is wet. Titus is better than him.
Ooh.
Titus way more better than him.
Bobby Lashley's the worst.
Yeah.
The reason why we're in this predicament now.
Looking all tough.
And talk like this. He sounds like Mike Tyson's younger brother.
Oh, man.
Come on, stomp very quick.
But hopefully over there in TNA, we don't get damn King Maxwell winning any more damn matches.
Don't tell me Bret Hardy signed back.
Well, that whole thing was awesome, dude. Come on. That whole Hardy thing, that was the best they did in years.
They don't like it. I'm telling them, they don't like it. They bugging.
I watched the entire thing.
Tony C.
You're
they
bugging.
All bugging. Double
how awesome was that?
Man, that was the best.
And the way you said it, Phil, the way you and the way you say it about King Maxwell, King Maxwell, here's my cousin TDK.
Right? This is my cousin TDK. Come on. No, seriously. All joke that the from the production to the piano to the freaking the Vanguard one.
Well, I got a problem with that. I don't have a problem with the deleter angle. I just thought you was kind of pushing it overboard when the baby gets wins.
Over, that was the whole point. The dude had his own, the kid had his own car. Come on.
Like that little girl that beat Kenny Omega.
Awesome. I remember that. I remember that.
He made a universe within another universe.
And it's a damn shame he's not coming to. And it's a damn shame he's not
if
coming
If you can
to
reinvent you. Yourself at 40 years old in sports entertainment, you're doing something right.
And it's a damn shame Kenny Omega's not coming to the E. No, it's not.
Listen to throwbacks last night. I'm going to tell you what I told Choppy. He came from the juniors to run the Bullet Club to getting a heavyweight title shot. The dude has the world behind him. All he's got to do is finish it with Okada and win the title and finish another year.
I stay consistent.
And you know what? He is the best wrestler outside of WWE right now. Kenny Omega
is better than Jay Lethal?
Yeah. You know what? The problem I have with Jay Lethal is not Jay Lethal the talent, Jay Lethal the creator.
The guy.
They're not giving Jay what they're giving Kenny Omega. You know, listen, there's only so many times you can fight Adam Cole, and that's it. There's nobody else. Ring of Honor doesn't have the tiers that New Japan has.
That's true.
They'll throw Kenny Omega at Tanahashi. They'll throw him a Shibata. They'll throw him what's the dude that was in the tournament? Kota Ibushi. He's going to have a program with Kota Ibushi. That's going to be amazing this year.
Is he having a Jimmy Valiant? I forgot his name. Paul Jones feud. Just won't win.
Hair versus hair. Jimmy Valiant versus Paul Jones.
Yeah, the feud just doesn't end.
The feud doesn't end. But he's unsatisfied. He has to finish. He has to finish New Japan. He has to, and then. And he, you know what he even said? He said that the talent pool in WWE is so deep that they don't need him. He wants to be needed.
Right.
And if you're telling Triple H, I want to be needed, if you're in a position to tell anybody that, you got some pair of balls on you to do that.
Oh, no, Phil, I'm telling you, money talks at the end of the day. Probably not right now, but when this contract is up, in the next 2 years, 3 years, he's coming to the WWE.
Well, they do money talks. Contracts. The only guys that had multi-year contracts in Japan are guys like Tanahashi. Tanahashi is like the John Cena of New Japan.
Right.
Okay.
Tanahashi, Nakamura had a multi-year contract. There's only like two or three guys. Everybody else gets a year in, year in, year in. So if he finishes next year and he was champion, he did it.
Yeah.
And they're touring the U.S. this year. They're doing the G1 in California.
Right.
Can you imagine him winning the belt on U.S. soil? That would make winning the New Japan title on American soil. If he did it by then, if he's not champion by then, it's gonna send shockwaves to the wrestling world, man. I think Kenny Omega writes his own ticket right now, and let him finish what he started in New Japan. Let him win the title. Let him get fulfilled. Yeah. Let him get kicked out of the Bullet Club. And then he'll come to WWE.
But you know who I do not like, and I kind of agree with AA, I fucking hate the Young Bucks.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like the Young Bucks.
They're like a bunch of fucking jobbers.
You're not the only one. The Bucks, to me, they're very
cocky.
They're very charismatic. They're spot monkeys, man. That's the bottom line. They're spot monkeys. They're not technicians. They're not, you know, they just go for the high spots and they carry a good tune, you know. It's like,
what's that little move they do with they put their hands together? That looks so fucking stupid and corny as fuck. Like, them dudes is really corny.
It reminds me of, like, hip hop in the late 90s.
Yeah, this
when you had, like, the fucking Birdman crew and all those dudes and terrible rappers. But they flashed a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, Birdman, Lil Wayne, all those
idiots. Lil Wayne, yeah.
And what was the other crew they had?
Hey, man, you're going to mention Birdman, man. Put some respect on their name.
Master P and all his jerk offs, like they look good.
Oh no, Master P has some good songs though.
Master P, he was one of the better ones.
I don't know, but he looked good, but he didn't play the part. You know what I'm saying? That's the Young Bucks. They look good. They don't play the part.
But don't bring up Birdman name unless you put some speck on his name.
Fuck that dude. That dude was terrible.
See, you're not putting speck on it on the name.
I ain't putting speck on him. Don't go jump off a bridge.
Take no more.
I don't know about Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne is one of the best rappers in the world, though.
The only Lil Wayne song I like is that what's that one song you did with Chris Brown? That's the only Lil Wayne song I like.
Oh, you probably
I can transform you. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Oh, yeah, probably heard none of his mixtapes. You got to hear some.
I heard enough of it. I'm not a fan.
I don't know what he's saying because he sounded like he's mumbling half the time.
I forgot you from the East Coast, so you like people like Jay-Z, Nas.
No, I like Mid South. I like West Coast. I like all that stuff. There's certain guys I just don't like. You know, I love Exhibit. I love Cube. I love DOC. I love all that West Coast shit.
Boys was hot.
Farside, I love. Farside was dope. I love Cypress Hill. That's West Coast. What else I liked?
DOC?
DOC, I mentioned DOC already. Oh. But Cube, you can't touch Cube's first three albums if you're going to go that route. Oh, no. Yeah. You can't touch America's Most Wanted. You can't touch Death.
The one thing about his first album was he was a West Coast rapper doing East Coast music because Q.
No,
because he had Public Enemies.
He had Hank Shockley produced.
Yeah, Hank Shockley produced that first album.
Yeah, I remember that, but it wasn't East Coast though.
No, it was a combination of styles.
I don't know about that, dude. Because the Shockley brothers were like they were like the Swiss Beats of the 80s. Those dudes can mix it up with anybody if you're going to go
for the most, like, not all West Coast stuff, but the most part, West Coast, you think of West Coast music, you think of that, that slow.
Which West Coast are you talking about? There are two different West Coasts. West Coast up north, where you got E-40, and that's like
Bay Area, right? Those guys.
That's Bay Area. Yeah, that's
too short,
that's,
dudes, right?
Yeah, too short. Yeah, that's.
I'm saying the West Coast got to a point where it was all about that.
Gangsta rap, because that's what gangsta rap
not the lyrics, but the way the music came off.
They looped a lot of P-Funk. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm just saying, if you listen to Ice Cube's first album, that's a lot of East Coast music. He may be rapping West Coast, but he's rapping over East Coast type of music.
My only East Coast bias is that we invented it. That's basically.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I don't have any. I won't disregard anybody else.
One of
else
my favorite stuff. Rappers is from New York and is Mos Def.
Oh, that's Brooklyn, man. Mos Def, Pharrell Monch. I love that crew. I love
that's
that.
My...
Mos Def, J. Rude the Damager, fucking M.O.P. I loved all those Brooklyn rappers, man. It's Coco Brothers.
Later on, I like Jim Jones, Joel Santana. Like, that's one of them.
That Dipset. I'm not a fan of Dipset. You know, I like Joe Budden, though. That dude was nice.
He nice.
But they did Slaughterhouse with him and Joel Ortiz. And
right, what would you say is your number one all-time favorite song?
Song or rapper?
Song.
Oh, that's rough, man. Cream I can't just... I don't know.
One of my all-time favorites, what, any genre?
Any rap song, yeah.
Oh, tell you, any rap song? Mos Def Auditorium.
Okay. Anybody else?
Might be Microphone Fiend.
Oh, that would be mine.
If I had to pick one, I can't pick one. If you put me on a spot though, but Microphone Fiend is that was my gimmick. Matter of fact, Rock Kim just had a birthday yesterday.
As much as it's a lot of those guys y'all mentioned. My Part of Town by Tucker. I just love that song.
Who?
My Part of Town by Tough Crew.
Oh, Tough Crew. That's they're in your area, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Philly, right?
Yeah.
Crazy ass Philly.
Yo, Philly had some good rappers, though. Philly
we've
had...
We've had our fair share.
Philly had Cool C. You had Three Times Dope. I love Three Times
Cool.
Dope.
Is Cool C dead?
No, he's in prison for...
He was a
murderer. I thought they executed him.
He might have. He murdered a cop.
Beanie Siegel?
Beanie Siegel's all right. I like Beanie Siegel, but...
Surfer, do you know Beanie Siegel?
No. That's well, I always thought Freeway was better than Beanie Siegel.
Who do you know then?
Rappers in your way, Mr. High Time. What's up?
Who do I know?
Little B.
I knew Steady B when he was a kid.
And Little B is retarded. Actually, I know Little B personally.
I knew Steady B when he was a kid.
Three Times Dope. I love Three Times Dope. They were from
Three Times Dope. Yeah, they was.
Yep.
Good I know Cassidy was hot for a minute.
Cassidy
still is a hustler. Oh, he's. I don't know. I haven't heard anything from him a long time.
I don't listen to a lot of new hip hop. But did you hear the new Papoose with Fat Joe?
That is
fucking fire, man. Did you hear? I heard, like the dude at all.
He's more of like a politic rapper. He'd be on that politics shit.
Yeah, but he's got
like
he's got a new song with Fat Joe. And it is crazy. It is so,
Fat Joe cool too. I like Fat Joe a lot.
Yeah, but him and Fat Joe.
I was never really a fan of Fat Joe.
I love Fat Joe.
You know, like a lean back surfer.
Yeah, lean back. Surfer knows how to lean back. He knows the lean back.
I had a question. I was going to say, can we go to NBA court, like wrestling court? Because something big happened this week.
Okay.
The stuff that's going on with LeBron.
Stop touching me. Damn.
Stop touching her. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Sorry about that, guys. That was me.
You know, the whole LeBron's complaining about he doesn't have enough team putting the owner on blast.
You know what the problem is with LeBron James? He just needs to shut up.
And play ball.
Those games he lost with those 6 out of 8 games, he didn't lose by. They didn't get blown out, did they?
Yeah, they did.
The Warriors blew him out. That's about it, though. Right? I don't know.
I'm trying to think. I know the Warriors blew him out.
I think Sacramento beat him in like an overtime. I saw that game actually. Yeah. Why is it that
Pelicans beat him too.
Pelicans are a good team, though. They're a good defensive team, I should say.
But they beat them without Anthony Davis, which shot me.
Yeah. Well, you know what? LeBron's doing the same thing Jordan did. He pisses and moans and, you know.
Heard Jordan come out and say that after he won the championship that, that he needs a point guard.
I agree with you there. I don't know. I just think LeBron James wants his boy to play with him, and I would give them his boy for a bag of balls at this point.
You're talking about Melo, huh?
I am talking about Carmelo Anthony, and Will will tell you I'm a Carmelo guy. He's just not a Knick.
Yeah.
He's not a Knick, and he hustles when he wants to, and that was the biggest story for me, because now they're looking for a trade partner, and
nobody
I was.
Trade.
I was like, I would give him, I would trade him to the Clippers for Doc Rivers. I would trade him for a new coach. I am sick and tired of this city. This city had an amazing history of basketball. When you go to
Knicks.
I'm talking about the city itself. When you go to the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, I've been there 3 times, and you go to their exhibits. New York City is so rich in basketball. They had the first all-black college team. NIT, rich history of basketball. Not even the Knicks, before the Knicks. This city needs good basketball.
Have you ever won a championship?
Yeah, 73.
73? Just one?
70 and 73. They won 2 championships.
2 championships? Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, like, you can't. There's a documentary, 30-30, When the Garden Was Eaten. Check it out. If you're a basketball fan, You don't have to be a New Yorker or a New York fan. It's a good documentary. Michael Rapaport does the guy from Zebrahead.
Mm-hmm.
He does the documentary. He's a huge Knicks fan. But people are like, oh, I'm blaming Phil Jackson. I'm blaming the owner treats these teams. The owner owns the Rangers and the Knicks. He treats them like they're the circus. You know what I'm saying? And I think it is a circus. When Carmelo is just, he doesn't want to play, and he's got guys around him.
He ain't a fucking passer either. He fucking want a ball hog every fucking day.
You know, and he wants a point guard? They give him a point guard. He wants a swing forward? They draft a 7-foot European kid who, if he gains 20 pounds, he could be the next Nowitzki. And that's not enough for him. I don't understand what they traded for Derrick Rose. What else do you want? They got Noah, who's crap,
yep,
who could play defense, is not playing defense. What else can you do for this guy? You give him. I don't understand. Am I wrong? I mean, if I'm wrong, tell me. But like, where
is his ass out? It's time for him to go. It's time for him to leave, man. But he's fucking trash.
How long Phil Jackson been running the Knicks?
3 years? 2 years? Something like that?
Listen, you could say that he's the greatest coach of all time.
It's not his fault, though.
I'm saying he's had a stacked amount of players to coach. But is he GM material?
He's a smart guy, and he made the smart trades. He got high draft picks. He cleaned up the salary cap. He cleans up the salary cap and goes and gets Derrick Rose, who hasn't played a full season in 6 years. And then he goes and gets Noah. He just taps the Bulls. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
because the Bulls don't care. They're bringing in. They got Butler. They got, and they brought in what's his nuts?
Brought in Wade.
D Wade, mm-hmm, right? But like, they don't care. They're rebuilding. They got a decent coach. They're playing in a shit division. They're gonna be okay. But look at Toronto, Boston. They're doing it with just kids. They're winning with kids.
Yep.
I say just start from scratch. Start from scratch.
It's just to me like this. Carmelo Anthony reminds me of one of my cousins. Just hella raw, but lazy as fuck. Ball hog, it's lazy. It's all about me. It's time for your ass to go to some weak ass team, like Sack or somewhere like that. Yeah. Go somewhere that's fucking garbage.
My boys at work, they give me shit all the time. Like, oh, well, he scored 45 points last night. Yeah, but he scored 35 of them in one quarter. I want him to score 50 points, I want him to spread it out a little bit.
Play basketball. You can put up a lot of points in one quarter, but the rest of the game, you got to be distributing the ball, rebounding.
That's my point, sir. If I want
playing hard D.
He can play. Listen, he has the world by the balls. He plays in the biggest city. They made all the trades for him. They made all the picks for him. He's got a fucking fly ass wife. He can play. The guy could still play. He's still
married to Lala.
Yeah, he could still. He could be a top 10 if he wants to. He's not even in the top. He may be top 20. He's not in the top 10 no more.
Yeah.
He's about top 30. There's way more people better than him this season.
I'll give a top 20. I'm not going to throw him under the bus that far because I think he's solid enough. But he plays when he wants to. You can't do that here. Not when you're playing in the biggest conference.
Fucking
fuck. Yeah, you can't do that, man. This ain't Utah. This ain't Sacramento, man. This ain't Memphis.
That's where his ass need to go. Memphis, Sacramento, take his ass. Yeah, somewhere else.
Memphis, I watched the game 2 weeks ago, right? It was the most boring game, but I saw some crazy defense. It was Memphis versus Utah. And I didn't know this till like the halftime. The guy goes, this is the best two defensive teams in the league right now.
Yep.
And I saw Vince Carter come on the court. And I was like, this Vince Carter and Zach Rudolph. And I said to myself, these guys can still go.
He's still playing with his old ass?
And producing, not just playing, but producing. So my point is, why is it that you give them why they the Knicks have these crazy ass coaches? They bring in Jeff Hornacek, who never won. You know, guys turning. It's so bad here that guys don't want to coach here. Kurt Rambis like, no, I don't want to coach. Don't do that to me. Doc Rivers, nah, no thanks. The Bulls ex coach. No. I'm going to pass.
Yeah.
It's a circus here. And it shouldn't be. You know, I'm bitter. I'm bitter because I'm a Knicks fan, A. And B, I'm bitter because the city deserves a better team and they don't get one.
They need to trade them to, they need to trade them to the Clippers.
Nah, not the way they got there.
Hell no.
You know what they're going to get back for him? They're going to get Doc Rivers' kid.
Yeah.
They're not going to get Paul, who's hurt. They're not going to get Griffin, who's hurt. DeAndre Jordan, they're not going to get. They're not going to get any of the Clippers' best players. They're going to get Austin Rivers.
I can see them moving away from Griffin.
Yeah, they don't want to move Griffin, though. They already said it. So they'll get Austin Rivers, a bag of basketballs, and maybe their athletic trainer. That's what they're going to get for Carmelo.
Phil came out and said that he'll trade Melo to the Clippers and involve, you know, no name players or no big talent.
Trade him to what's the name? Trade him to Lakers. Shit.
And what are the Lakers going to give us? I want something back. I don't
want a ticket.
Yeah, there you go.
They can trade him for the rights to Kobe.
No. You trade them to L.A., you get the Disneyland, the free pass, the lifetime pass. Give me a couple of second-round draft picks. And
Swaggy P.
Why does Genie Bus still look good?
And Swaggy P.
Swaggy P you can keep. That dude's a cancer.
How old is Genie Bus?
She's got to be my mom's age, maybe a little younger.
She don't look too bad, do she?
You can still get it, dude. Yeah, I'll take her in the trade.
They talking about she might fire her brother.
Why not?
They need to,
man.
But they're in the right direction.
Do they both own the team, or she owns it?
I'm not sure.
I think they're co-owners. I think their dad left a percentage of the team to both of them.
So how you gonna get fired then?
I just want them to
because it doesn't that's his position within the team. It doesn't affect his ownership stake. So if you fire him, he'll still own whatever it is as a team. He just won't be an authority of personnel.
I just want them to be competitive, man. On paper, they should be winning 30-40 games this year. You know what I'm saying? On paper, and we talked about this a couple months ago. You know, like on paper, and Will said it. He was like, you know, you're bringing back all these guys. You know, they're injury prone. Da da da. And I said, yeah, on paper, they should win 30 to 40 games. Mm. Obviously, he's not coming out to that. And for the most part, Rose is playing. I mean, he's not, you know, outside of his disappearing act weeks ago. Other than that, he's been all right.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not enough. Porzingis is playing his ass off. The kid is just amazing, you know.
Is he a star condition of all-time?
I want them to be competitive.
Right.
I want them to play hard against it. Look, and even Philly's getting better. And they got a shit team. And they got the old young kids now coming up. That whole division is going to be so dope in a couple of years.
Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Mr. Covington over there. Oh, my goodness.
What's the other guy they got from?
Philly's got a good squad, man.
No, who's the other guy they had, too? The kid they got from the kid who played in UConn. I forgot his name already. They got a good squad over there. They're going to have a good team.
Well, they've been losing for so long. They've had it.
They got so many number one picks.
These draft picks have to pay off at some point.
Right, but that's the thing, sir. For when you're playing in the division with all the teams getting better, it makes you look terrible.
And don't sleep on the Wizards.
No, I love a John Wall guy.
Phil, I used to like New York to that one year. New York swept Philly in the playoffs, and Patrick Ewing had the nerve to be pushing a broom in the stadium like he accomplished something.
He did. He beat the Philly.
No, but that's why he got his ass whipped the next series.
So let me get this straight. So Allen Iverson never abused players?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
He didn't shit talk?
Yeah, he did.
No, shit talking is part of the game. I mean, all this, the best players shit talk.
He didn't want to practice either. Remember that?
But when you pushing a broom, an actual broom along the floor after you win, that ain't right.
We ain't talking about a game. We talking about practice. And Phil's right on that point. If you go back and play some of those tapes, go to YouTube, watch some of those games between Chicago and Charlotte back in the day. Michael Jordan talked so much shit to Muggsy Bogues, he made that man retire that same year.
Yo, and those Charlotte teams weren't pushovers either.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Jordan said, I dare you to shoot this. You ain't going to shoot this. You ain't good enough. Charlotte missed. And it's like, that was Muggsy's Achilles heel. He couldn't shoot the outside jumper.
Yeah, Del Curry, Muggsy Bogues,
don't forget Alonzo Mourning.
Johnson, Alonzo Mourning.
Mm-hmm.
That team seems good, man.
Well, Grandmama was on there. I forgot his name.
Larry Johnson.
Yeah, Larry Johnson.
Mm-hmm. He was a good Nick, too, Larry Johnson.
He was. Yeah. Back injuries really kind of messed him up.
Yeah, he got messed up.
Yeah.
But
love,
I, you know,
tell me, I love that man. UNLV? What?
It was that team, that UNLV team, that was Greg Anthony.
Stacey Augman.
Stacey Augman, mm-hmm. Larry Johnson. That was a sick team.
Yep.
Sick team, that UNLV running Rebel team. That's what the Shock, when he coached them, I think.
Jerry Tarkanian.
Mm-hmm. Tarkanian, yeah.
Yep.
Sick, sick team.
They were. They really, really were. And both, I'm trying to think. Johnson didn't win one, but Mourning did.
He won a title
with the Heat. Mm-hmm. He won a title with the Heat.
Yeah. No, Johnson didn't win anything.
Mm-mm.
I think he was on the team with Sprewell when they went to the finals against San Antonio and got destroyed.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my dad, God rest his soul. my dad died right after that series, a year after that. 2000, he died 0-1, right? So 2000, I'm up watching the game with him. I never forget. He looked at me, goes, "This is the worst team I've ever seen in my life." Like, what are you talking about? They weren't that bad. They just ran into a buzzsaw, man. The Spurs were on a roll at that point. They just started their run.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, and he, my dad hated Charles Sprewell with a passion. My dad didn't have anything nice to say about that dude ever.
He
choked Carlissimo. Yeah, my dad set my father off. My father was like, "You don't put your hands on a coach." My dad hated him. Him and his fucking rims, stick him up his ass. My dad used to say, my dad was tight. He hated him. He called Patrick Ewing the missing link. He said Patrick Ewing was the ugliest man he's ever seen in his life. The missing link. Like, you better not be knocking Patrick Ewing, man. I got a box set of all the. I have the history of the New York Knicks. I bought it the Hall of Fame. It has all the playoff games with Chicago and Miami and stuff like that, and Indiana, unfortunately, when the Davis brothers is. Destroyed us with Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a different game than, different game from now. I hate watching the NBA now. It's just, it's not the same game. I get discouraged. And not, A, because I'm a Knicks fan, and B, because the game is just too, like, I'm sorry. As much as I respect Steph Curry and the Warriors, back in the day, he would not get half the looks he's getting now. I'm sorry. There was guys like Ray Allen, Larry Bird, Reggie Miller, those guys can shoot from the bathroom, but they were getting 30% from the floor. Why? Because they weren't getting any looks. Hands were in your face, elbows were in your gut, in your chest. Like, these guys, this dude's shooting from half court. You do that in 88 against Joe Dumars, he'll snuff you. You know, I think it's just a different transition. It's a different animal. These guys are getting too many looks. You know, imagine. What's his face? Not Steph Curry. Who's the other kid? Thompson?
Clay Thompson.
That kid would be a bench warmer back in the day. He just gets too many looks.
How many shots do Steph get a game?
17.
Now, I know a lot of you young guys may not know this name, but what if Andrew Tony shot as much as these guys did today?
Oh, he'll be beast. I remember Andrew Tony.
What about Ray Allen? Can you imagine if Ray Allen got looks like Curry's getting now? Ray Allen would have that record in under 10 years. Ray Allen would be a first ballot Hall of Famer if he had looks like that, like what Steph Curry's getting now.
Yeah.
Probably the purest shooter I've seen. And I've seen some shooters.
And what is Steph Curry's shooting average?
I don't even know.
Is it under 50?
No, it's around 50.
It's got to be 50. I'm not taking this away from
you. Because Tony averaged 50.
Yeah, but Surf, those are extraordinary circumstances. That guys, that was few and far between. Right? But then guys like Bird and Reggie Miller and Ray Allen, they were getting.
What do you mean few and far between?
guys weren't shooting 50% back then.
No, he shot his career. He shot 50%
from the.
But
three,
you got to remember, he was three point line. Huh?
3-pointers?
No, everybody didn't shoot 3-pointers.
That's what I'm saying. Now, I'm not talking about field percentage. Period. I'm talking about three point shots.
Now, real quick, Steph Curry's field goal percentage as of now is 46%.
Field goal, right? But not. I'm talking about the 3-point.
Oh.
3-point shot. I'm not talking about in general.
40. He's shooting 40%.
Because didn't Dennis Scott shoot like 50%?
Yeah. From,
like, you know, I don't know. I mean, he may. I may be wrong.
He didn't average it over his whole career.
No, but for a minute, season. He had it.
Yeah. He, Steph Curry is 40% from the 3-point line this
and
year.
That, the thing is, those guys, they weren't even first option.
No.
On the teams they played on. Guys, they had to defer to two, three other guys.
Can you imagine if Reggie Miller got looks like what they're getting now?
They're doing them off screen. These guys are not having like just posted up three.
Could you imagine like, Cheryl Miller got looks?
Nah.
But you know what? They're getting screens. But these guys, you can't hand check no more. You can't line up offensively a certain way anymore. Even.
But like, I remember the old commissioner Stern said he wished he would enforce the rules different, like how they are now. Been from the 80s where we grew up with the physical basketball. I mean, professional wrestling and basketball. So guys were getting clotheslined and stuff.
I remember the faster teams when I was a kid. Like, you know, when Golden State had run the TMC.
Yep.
And they didn't play. I mean, they would. Those guys, two out of three guys, would average triple doubles every year. You know, yeah. However, they would lose. They would win. Maybe 25 games a year because they would lose almost all the time. There were guys that, I mean, Mitch Richmond, he's one of my favorite players of all time. But he was playing with, like, Pete Chilcutt, you know what I'm saying? He was playing on Sacramento in the 80s and 90s, man. That was some shit teams. I loved Dominique Wilkins.
I did, too.
The Hawks only had one or two decent teams when they had it all together. And
but
even
they did change from them because it's. They played. I was the outside end. They always said the center and stuff. Now the center's gone. It's they're bringing it in. Either they're going to shoot it, or a mid range.
I remember. When LeBron James came in the league, was it 03, 04? He got drafted and they had him at center. Like
go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Surfer.
No, I was about to say, like, now you have to play at least 1 year of college, right? Before you come to the NBA?
Yes.
You see they waited until after LeBron came in for them to set that up.
It was after Kwame Brown, a flop.
Oh, but that dude.
Yeah, they started getting flops, and that's when he stopped out of high school.
My whole thing is, nobody's forcing you to take a player out of high school. So, like, why you got to ban them?
Until they make it mandatory that you should play at least 2 seasons, which is my rule, which I would have, that's me. And College game is way different, and you should have at least a degree. It should take you 2 years to get some kind of a degree in case you can't play basketball no more.
You don't have time to get a degree half the time when you...
Surfer, you can't get an associate's? Come on, dude, get something.
In what?
It doesn't matter, dude. Get something for a backup. Greg Oden is probably pumping fucking gas right now somewhere in Portland. You know? That dude should have stayed in school. If he would have stayed in school another year or two, that dude would have been a Hall of Famer.
My whole thing is, if you come out early and you get that first contract and it don't work out, you should have enough to go back to school on your own.
Well, I think you should stay in the league. I think you should stay in college for 2 years. Especially if you play in a power conference. If you play in the Big Ten or the ACC, if you play in a conference that's competitive, you should play at least 2 years just to get it and then make that transition.
And then I think athletes need to get paid. Now, they're not paid like big money, you know, but at least give everybody the same amount so they can.
You get on a college scholarship and stuff.
They don't get nothing, though, because my sister, she played college ball in Fresno, and Bulldog? She got a full Bulldog. She got a full scholarship, but shit, man, she has to food.
Yeah, you got to do laundry and shit. You know,
laundry and shit. Yeah, that costs it.
You know,
plus like, she moved in with her one of her teammates too, so she had to pay for rent too and all that shit.
They're talking about the major athletes, like the football players. Which
it's really when you got to beg people for a couple of dollars so you can do your laundry, so you don't walk around with dirty underwear.
I think the league. I think NCAA makes a lot of money off the marketing of the uniforms and the sneakers and stuff.
I say give them $100 a month, something. I mean,
$100, $800 a month.
But like again, but you got to make sure that you don't have teams, the powerhouse teams.
Yeah, that's why everybody has to pay the same amount. Whether you Duke or you
Fresno.
Yeah. Like I said, $1,000 a month. But don't think on certain teams that boosters and other guys are paying these guys buku money. That's why we're getting on
well,
these violations.
Well, my sister, their team was, well, the WAC tournament. They was always above the WAC tournament. So yeah. The boosters used to just get them money on. I don't know if the boosters gave money on side, but my sister used to stay with. Like, she didn't have no problems, but I know people around her had problems. Yeah. Some of our other teammates.
I think with the way society is now and the way the world is now, I think just to get the minimum education, not getting anything in a year, at least take a 2-year, pick a degree. Like if you're that good and you know you're gonna get drafted, if you know you're that good and you go to a decent school, put your 2 years in. You're gonna be good regardless, and you get a degree. And just to have something, man. I think it's imperative.
I'll go across seas, like my sister. She went across seas to play ball. Too, if you don't get picked, you know they pick you up across seas.
Oh, they look Chinese leagues, Korean, Turkey. Mm-hmm. A lot of NBA players and college players went there. So the game is global. 40% of the NBA is other. When I mean other, I mean from other countries. 40%. So that goes to show you that the league is global, and it's not losing money. It's still popular, and even in the smaller cities, they draw. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like if you can have a team in Salt Lake City, Utah, where there's nothing but snow
and salt,
and
it's definitely no Jazz in Utah.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like when you have teams that have been around forever that can still play and have teams in these cities that don't really make a lot of money, that's a credit to the league. You know, I think the league has changed, and I'm not being bitter about it. I'm just like it's hard for me to watch a game when guys can't play defense. I'm not saying they have to chop block people and clip them, and you know, I'm not saying be all Bill Laimbeer about it, but I'm saying like you know at least make it competitive. I want to see a 85-80 game, where it's so competitive, it just goes down to the wire, and is under 100 points sometimes. You know, like that Utah-Memphis game I watched, 2 weeks ago. You know, I like that. I like to see games like that. I want to see, three guys. I don't want to see Steph and his whole line score 30, 40 points apiece. I mean,
that's
annoying.
That's what it seems like.
Everybody.
That's what it seems like, man.
And the salary cap, if you listen, when they made that deal this year and they picked up, what's his name?
Kevin
Durant, right? KD. Like, listen, if you can finagle a salary cap, God bless you. I think it's genius to do that. If you can finagle to get the top five player with another top five player, that's genius.
Well, they got money. Golden State, the owner,
there's still a salary cap though. You can have all the money in the world, but right. you need to get guys under that cap. You know what I'm saying?
Cleveland's having a problem because they're like 80 something. They had to pay like $81 million in luxury tax or something.
Yeah, they had to repay all the guys that won the championship with them. They had to keep J.R. Smith. Well, they didn't have to, but they did.
Yeah.
You know, you got to keep Kyrie. You got to keep him happy. They re-signed Kevin Love. Like. Yeah. they had to keep these guys. And if you don't have any money under the cap, it's hard to finagle it. And when you trade, like, Melo wants to get traded. Who wants his contract?
Nobody.
He's making like $24 million the next two seasons, I think it is, something like that. And he's garbage. Who wants that contract?
Nobody.
That's like in baseball. Yeah, we'll trade you the outfielder that's making $17 million a year, but you have to take $10 million of his contract. Fuck Aki, I ain't doing that. You're bugging. That's why the Mets kept Jay Bruce.
Yeah.
They picked up his option because they didn't know if they were going to re-sign Cespedes. Now they re-sign Cespedes, you have seven outfielders. All right, well, Toronto goes, hey, yeah, we'll take Jay Bruce, but you have to eat $10 million of the $17 million. Fuck out of here. And Canadian dollar's worth more than a regular dollar now, American dollar. You're bugging. But that's the way of the world, isn't it? When you could finagle the salary cap, that's why they can't. When football franchises players, they franchise because they know it's to keep under the cap. It's like, okay, well, we're going to franchise guys you never heard of. If you're a casual fan and like Pittsburgh franchises a linebacker, like who's that guy? Well, that guy's making $10 million a year. He's one of the best linebackers in the league. You've never heard of him because he's not a household name. With basketball, it's different. Basketball, they know everybody under the cap. It's like, all right, they're not going to sign some, you know, journeyman swingman for the bench for more than $2-3 million a year, you know? So it is what it is. It's just a sad state of affairs when your superstar player is crying that he's telling management to get me a point guard, get power forward. How about get you a couple of wins? Just shove and play. They can win the game. Like, you can win games. You got blown out one time out of those eight games. You know,
they were running off at the mouth on Halloween, talking about 3-1 and everything. Now he's
crying. And this is why we can't have nice things, you know. I love LeBron James. I think he's phenomenal. But again, it's that comparison, you know. I hate to compare him to other guys, but it's like I grew up with the Jordans and the Thomases and the Ewings and the Birds and the Magics and the Worthies and the Kareems. Like even Kareem on one leg was better than any center in the league right now. You know,
my only issue with what LeBron did, he should have taken it privately rather than going all public.
And you're playing for your hometown, man.
I mean, he should have took it private, man.
Maybe he did try to. They were saying on TV that the problem's with the owner, not with really the GM.
How's the owner when he's paying $81 million in luxury tax? He's gay, everything LeBron wanted. Yeah, but
they said that he told LeBron that, like, money was no object, so.
All right, guys, real quick, before we get final thoughts, don't forget tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, our coverage of the Royal Rumble will be here on rantemradio.com. Right after will be Sushi Slam, Rage, and Elaine. Rage, you're going to lose. Anybody got any more final thoughts about the Rumble, anything else we talked about tonight, NXT? Anybody got anything else?
That's about it. Hopefully my boy Samoa Joe win the Royal Rumble. I want to see Samoa win that Rumble, so.
That'd be cool if he wins.
When has somebody come in and won the Rumble, like the first time they stepped foot in the WWE ring?
That just might happen.
Could.
Who knows? It could.
All right, very, very quick. I want to say thank you to all the phone callers. Thank you for everybody out there on the internet, as it's been called here recently. Phil, thank you for calling, man. Surfer, my co-host, Hightower. We lost Big Tone and, of course, Doom. Thank you guys for being here. If there is nothing else, next week, don't forget, me and Surfer. I don't know the time, Surfer. If you know the time, you know.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. We'll be doing a Super Bowl pre-show next week right here on Rant Ian Radio. So definitely check that out. Me and Surfer will be breaking it down. I'll be doing a call this year. So you just call in to the call-in number 706-993-4606 to join us there. If there is, I'm looking for my intro.
Happy birthday, Choppy. Choppy's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Choppy, man. Now, for the post show, I just may get a little sick. It's morning on now.
I hope I'm home for the. I'm hope I'm home for the post show if they lose. I'm gonna come on. I'm coming up if they lose. I'll come on either way if I'm home, but I hope they lose. Not because I want somebody else to win. You know, I want. I don't know. If he wins, though, he's the greatest quarterback of all time. Sorry.
Anyway.
No, that's debatable, but I'll save that for another day.
We'll talk about it then if he does win. We shall see. We shall see. Could be Matt Ryan's day. We don't know yet, but we will definitely see. If there's nothing else, I'll see you guys on Saturday and then again on Sunday. Thank you, fellas. Take care, everybody.
Good night, fellas. Take care.